Welcome to iHeart Business, Small Business Spotlight. This is a little section we're going to do once every couple weeks where we're going to spotlight a small business. My name is Kirk Faulkner.
I'm Shu Kim.
And we thought today start off our business spotlighting. From here on out, we're going to be finding small businesses that we work with, having them tell stories about how they got started, obstacles they've overcome. But we thought a pretty good small business to start with would be our business, Shuster.com. And so I wanted to ask the founder, Shu Kim, a little bit about how the business started. So what was the inception of Shuster like? How did Shuster come to be born?
I think, I could go into detail about sort of the timeline and all that. But yeah. In a nutshell, I think it came from Khan and I, just so that everyone knows, Khan and I used to work together at Lehman Brothers. We met 8-9 years ago when we first started there, and we were very close friends. And I think that she would agree that that it really stemmed from our realization, especially in 2008 when we both lost our jobs, the realization that relationships are probably the most important thing in one's life, and how relationships and personal connections that one makes in their lifetime proves to be the one singular thing that will make a positive impact on your business, but also on your personal life. And so, to go into more detail about it, I we used to go out after work or during lunches, and we used to talk about all the different things that we wanted to do together. And we're like, God, we know we work so hard. We should do something for ourselves, and we should do it together. So we toyed around with different ideas, actually. And we came upon helping small business because it was something that we realized, again, it was, timing. They say timing is everything. And at that time, we came from Lehman, which is obviously, a large investment banking institution. And we were feeling a little bit like we wanted to do something for the community. And we wanted to give back in some way.
Yeah, something a little more conscientious.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we also knew that it had to be on the internet because we realized that the internet was at its infancy. And mm-hmm. everything was possible on the internet. And then we kind of analyzed, like, what is it that most people need at this particular time in their lives? And we realized that it was that small business owners, especially when everything in the media was about the banking institutions going under and the credit crunch and how it was affecting the small business owner from daily, the running of their own business on a daily level to not getting enough capital, and how every little thing can make such a huge impact on a small business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized that our personal background, Khan comes from a family of family-owned businesses. So that was something very close to her heart. It's what she was used to. It's what she knew. And she also has personal kind of trials and tribulations in working for family-owned businesses. And I grew up in Queens where there were no large businesses. It was all family-run. It was all small local businesses. And it's with that type of background that we kind of culminated into this Shuster concept, and it feels good.
Yeah. Well, I like the concept so much that I started working there, so I'm obviously a fan.
And we're very happy that you are a fan.
What have you found to be one of your biggest challenges in starting your own business? Mm. Where is the
biggest challenge, really?
Point?
Yeah, the biggest challenge is really, when you are an employee of a large company or even just an employee in general, mm-hmm. I think that you get direction from other people,
mm-hmm.
and you are creating a project or closing a project or working on a project, but we've never been in a situation where we've taken an idea, something that doesn't exist
mm-hmm.
anywhere, but taking an idea from its inception and then producing something from it and then being responsible mm-hmm. and doing something that is working so that the general public can benefit from it. It's a huge amount of responsibility. And I think that the biggest challenge for us initially was believing day to day that this was possible and believing in yourself because it's a tremendous risk that you're taking. And this goes for every small business owner that we speak to, that that is the hardest hurdle. Now, I would say, if you ask me, Kirk, like, what's the biggest hurdle now, I would say at this juncture of our business, the biggest hurdle is getting the word out. Yeah. You know, and I've told you this before, but if I could talk to a million people or, you know, as many people as possible to let them know what we're trying to do and what we have done and what we have created, that's, you know, that would benefit them only if they knew that it existed.
Yeah. You know what you should do? You should start a podcast.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea, huh?
God, I don't know why I thought of that sooner.
No, that's true. That's that is a lot of what we've been focused on lately, is just how to pull people into the fold. Once you have a good product, how do you get the message out? And
really, it's also I'm a big believer of perception is everything, and it's the optimism that you really have to bring to the table. Because a lot of people have great ideas, but I just sent over that article to the group today about the three fundamental traits that an entrepreneur must have, and I thought that was so well written, because it really breaks it down, and it says, you know, number one, you have to be a big vision thinker, big picture thinker, where you have to actually sit above the details and kind of strategize the business plan. And the second thing was, you have to constantly sell. You have to be a salesperson, always. And obviously, you know, one can realize what the importance there is. And the last is execution, which is, you could have all the greatest ideas in the world, but if you don't execute, then they never become anything more than an idea.
It's very true.
Yeah. So, you know, I would say that those three things really, you know, are the three traits and things that people should endeavor to focus on. One thing that was interesting in that article was that it doesn't have to be one person. It doesn't have to be the CEO that has. If it is,
right,
then wow, that's like terrific.
We were even talking about that at lunch, just about how the different people are kind
within
of ones, twos, and threes.
Right.
You know?
And the really key thing, I think, for being a successful leader and being a successful CEO or president or founder of a business is that he or she needs to realize that they need to hire people that are better at certain things that they are at. So knowing that you're not going to be everything to the business.
Find people with complementary skills rather than just little versions of yourself.
Exactly.
That's always hard. People are always kind of just trying to find themselves and intern form.
But
no, you need all kinds. We do. I think that's one of our strengths here, is that we have a very diverse group of people and skills with all coming from all different backgrounds. I think that's been really great, that like you don't just look in like one field, you know, it's not all website people. It's people from all walks of life.
Yeah, we have writers, we have musicians, we have, you know, people who are
we have bankers.
Bankers, exactly. Lawyers, you know.
It's good. If you were doing the business over again, if you're starting from the beginning, what's one thing that you're glad you did and one thing that you wish you could have done different?
What I'm glad we did is to start it.
Yeah.
It's to just
start,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we did that, right? Because I would say 90% of people say, that was a good idea. Yeah. And then, but we actually started it. Yeah. And then look where we are. You know, we actually built a website and we have thousands of small businesses on. One thing that I would have done differently is I wish I had reached out to the community, my peers, other entrepreneurs who have done this before earlier, because what I've learned from them recently has been so invaluable. I know I talked to you a lot about this.
Yeah, I think it's funny you say that you would do that differently, because since I've known you, you've done that so much.
Right, since I've known you.
Yeah.
I wish I had done it from the beginning. And I think it may have stemmed from the fact that Khan and I were so close, and we had to spend so much time together in order to get this Herculean effort into gear and move it forward.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that initially I didn't feel like I really had the time to do.
Yeah.
But in hindsight, that was critical.
Right.
You know, that we would go out and meet people, you know, and speak to people who have done this before, so they could say, you know what, Shu and Khan, if I were you, maybe you should speak to this person. And when you use a third party vendor for this, you should really use this. Yeah. And that's a lot of money you spent on, you know, a viral video,
yeah.
you know, where, you know, you should allocate that money and do SEM, for example.
Uh-huh.
You know, but, you know, that's something that I've learned over time.
Yeah.
But it would have been a lot better if I learned that, you know, a year ago.
No, there's definitely got to be a learning curve. If you can encapsulate what Schuster does in, you know, 20 seconds or less, what would be your pitch? What's your elevator pitch?
My elevator pitch is, you know, my pitch has always been Schuster is the, you know, the online marketplace for small business that allows small businesses to sell their products and goods. I mean, their products and services. Schuster's a place where small business owners can come online and present their best face forward, tell them a little bit about themselves, their business, and they can sell their products or their services. And soon when we relaunch, I think the service providers are going to be have tools that don't exist right now that I think would be huge.
Yeah.
And really interact with one another. And when I say one another, I mean with between each other, between peer-to-peer, B2B, but also interact with their customers, which at the end of the day is really key. And that's why you read about, you know, all the social media tools and social networking sites and all that. And what really works is that people are connecting with one another. And I think that, you know, Schuster gives the small business owner an ability on one destination to do all of those things and also sell, have e-commerce,
yeah.
which is, by the way, free. So, you know, what excites me at the end of the day is the fact that when I talk to an actual entrepreneur or an actual potential member of Schuster, a small business owner, whoever she or he may be, when I speak to them, I get energized just by their reaction to it, which is, where have you been all my life?
Yeah.
Because really, you know, people say, well, what's your direct competition? And, you know, they mention, you know, do-it-yourself sites, and they mention, you know, other sites like Etsy or eBay or Amazon. And, you know, it's different.
Yeah. I think there's definitely like a opportunity for people to promote the personality of their business and
right.
like the heart of their business, much like you use normal social networking sites to promote your own personality amongst people.
And you know, you emailed a link to a blog about social media
mm-hmm.
and why it's, you know, to bot or not to bot.
Yeah.
And I want to just mention that because I think it's important as the differentiator between Schuster and other types of sites. And the crux of that article basically is that to build a real social community,
yeah.
it takes time.
Yeah.
And the reason why it takes time is the same reason why it takes time in real life relationships.
Right.
You can't just automate
no.
relationships.
No, it's
or
true.
Connections. And that was really the crux of the article. And I think that's what we're trying to do is make that experience between seller and buyer,
mm-hmm.
right? And not only of a product, but a service provider,
mm-hmm.
to be a little bit more meaningful.
Yeah.
And it's meaningful from the storefront owner, from the business owner, because they're able to tell their story, like you said,
yeah.
And kind of, you know, do some funny things with their blogs and post
mm-hmm.
videos. But on the end user, the consumer, can also go on and make a connection to the businesses that they really want to support because it's small business.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, no, totally. All right, well, that's good. I think that's a good encapsulation of the Schuster brand name and where we've been, where we're going. I really look forward to this part of the podcast. I think bringing people in here from the different small businesses we work with on Schuster and the other small internet startups that we just know from the community.
I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Because it's getting the story out from their perspective. And,
yeah.
you know, it's like the storytelling thing.
Exactly.
Where you let them tell their own story. And everyone has their own personal, you know, trials and tribulations of starting
yeah.
their business.
Narrative marketing.
Yeah.
It's a hot topic.
Yeah. It's good.
Well, thank you so much for listening. I Heart Small Business. This is the Schuster.com podcast. I'm Kirk Faulkner.
And I'm Shu Kim. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot.